And now, a Garfield News Network rural premiere, The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct. The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, is what we call a picaresque, meaning relating to an episodic style of nonfiction dealing with the adventures of a rough and dishonest but appealing hero. Now, just for the record, and to let everybody know that the word picaresque is normally associated with fiction, but I said nonfiction because The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, is as realistic as you can get, because everything is happening in real time, leaving no room or space for anything to be planned or scripted. Besides, there's a huge piece of the puzzle that I failed to share with you guys. Check this out. Black Uber Dude has no idea that he's even being audio recorded on each and every one of these episodes. So I guess you can actually call The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, the modern day 2024 audio version of The Truman Show, with, of course, Black Uber Dude playing the Jim Carrey character. And if you know how The Truman Show ended, well, let's just hope The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, doesn't have the same outcome. But in the meantime, let's just keep this between us.
And no matter the time or day, he always answers the phone the same way. He always answers the phone the same way. Sometimes with Black Uber Dude,
sorry,
he don't answer.
That mailbox is invalid.
So therefore, you have to call him back. And hopefully this time, Black Uber Dude will answer the phone.
Yo.
Yo, Big, wake up, baby.
Yeah.
Yo, Big, wake your ass
up.
Come on.
I'm up.
Big, wake up.
I'm up, Diddy. What the fuck, man? What's up?
Hey, how we look? The roads, there's no snow or nothing, or no rain or slush.
Okay, well, we rolling.
The streets are clear.
All right.
It's 6:52 now. What time are you talking?
Around 6:25, I guess.
You mean 7:25?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you up?
Yeah, I'm up now.
You sure you're up? You're awake?
I said I'm up.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll see you when you come through, Mark. Thanks.
All right.
All right. There's the ride, all registered and ready to go. Hopefully between 7:20 and 7:25.
Hold up.
We'll keep you Hold posted up. On this
Hold
morning.
Hold up. It almost feels like I'm leaving a huge part out of the initial formal introduction of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct. In fact, I know I'm leaving a huge part out. That whole wake-up call just now with the pseudo-weather report about the roads being dry without any snow or slush? Well, that's because if the streets are slippery, Black Uber Dude is not coming outside of his house, and his car is staying parked right outside of his house. It's not that Black Uber Dude is afraid of driving in bad weather, but the problem at hand is that his tires are as bald as, well, you can fill in the blanks. But anyway, the bottom line is that if the roads are bad, he's not getting out of bed. Okay, so now that we've established all of that and we're back on track, there's no need for us to start from scratch or re-reminisce or take it any further back. So, on this particular morning, Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, is actually on time, and I'm running behind. I just missed his call, and now he impatiently awaits my call back.
Sorry, that mailbox is empty.
Okay, give me 2 minutes. I'll be out there. All right, thanks.
And just like that, Black Uber Dude has arrived, and now I'm on my way. On this particular morning, the conversation is heavily on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Black Uber Dude gives his thoughts on the direction the black and gold needs to go in for the next season. And he even has some disparaging words on Pittsburgh Steelers former quarterback and future Hall of Famer Big Ben Roethlisberger and his quarterback competition Kryptonite. He also weighs in on Kenny Pickett and even Mason Rudolph.
If they had a quarterback, do you think they'd be all right then?
Yeah. They could have built around it, you know. The offensive line came on. Can you imagine Cook interviewing
him? Would Tomlin do better, you think?
Nah, I'm for Tomlin. You need a quarterback. You need a quarterback to win in this league.
Shit, he had Ben all them years.
Yeah, but Ben.
He only won one Super Bowl with Ben.
I've never been a top quarterback to me. I mean, he was tough when he first got up. They couldn't tackle him and nothing. He ain't could throw the ball. But he couldn't beat Brady. He couldn't beat Brady. Every time they played, Brady won.
But he's not going to get a quarterback that's better than Ben no time soon.
Right. I mean, I think I thought Pickett might win when they drafted him. He looked at all like that.
Yeah, I thought he would have been the one, too.
Yeah, but he didn't progress at all.
No, he didn't.
So they might take another lousy season pick it and see how he progresses. I believe he might progress now, sitting these last 5-6 games.
Mm-hmm.
It might help him. But if he don't, then they can go
So wait till next year to draft a quarterback.
Man.
But there's good quarterbacks in this draft.
What don't they do? Go after the Chicago quarterback.
Fields?
Yeah.
He's awful.
I don't think so. Better than the ones they get. And tell the truth, I don't know how good Rudolph can be. He never had a shot. We never really see him go a whole season.
Right.
Just by his four games he played, hey, you can't do no worse. Yeah, I don't think he ain't got no mobility.
As we get closer to my destination, Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, gives his final thoughts on the Steelers' missing pieces.
So next year, you think they might be all right, better than this year?
Yeah. They need some. They need the defensive lineman. Defensive lineman, maybe another cornerback or something.
So on quarterback.
Safety.
Really try to say top to bottom to sort of neuter that concept. That
they definitely need a defensive lineman.
The Houston Texans, for example, Pony, you use this one, and I think it's
take Cam's place, huh?
No, I don't necessarily say Cam. Cam can give you a solid year. He was hurt most of the time this year, but I think he can give you a solid year, stopping the run and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Doesn't have the most important position covered, so therefore that's part of your roster. The underachievement was in picking.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct. So be on the lookout for the next episode right here on the Garfield News Network. And now, a Garfield News Network rural premiere, The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct. The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, is what we call a picaresque, meaning relating to an episodic style of nonfiction dealing with the adventures of a rough and dishonest but appealing hero. Now, just for the record, and to let everybody know that the word picaresque is normally associated with fiction. But I said nonfiction because The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, is as realistic as you can get. Because everything is happening in real time, leaving no room or space for anything to be planned or scripted. Besides, there's a huge piece of the puzzle that I failed to share with you guys. Check this out. Black Uber Dude has no idea that he's even being audio recorded on each and every one of these episodes. So I guess you can actually call The Adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct. The modern day 2024 audio version of The Truman Show, with, of course, Black Uber Dude playing the Jim Carrey character. And if you know how The Truman Show ended, well, let's just hope the adventures of Black Uber Dude, or Bud, if you're politically correct, doesn't have the same outcome. But in the meantime, let's just keep this between us. Shh.